Okay, hello there, Mind the Gappers. Welcome to one of our audio views. Sorry that we haven't had one for around 3 or 4 weeks, maybe. Unfortunately, we've had another project going on, which took some of our time up, and I've been away working in Europe. But now we're back, and we are on the last session of the Mind the Gap documentary, mockumentary even, for Of Mice and Men. It's all come together very well, and I have Brian here, who's been doing a lot of thinking and hard work on the project to give us a rundown on the last 4 or 5 weeks. The last time we spoke, we were just ready to do filming. And so really, Brian, if you could tell us what's been going on since we last did some filming.
Well, we started filming. We got good days filming with the actors in costume, which was very helpful. And the next day we got some film with them out of costume, so we could have a bit of variety in the final product. We went into Bradford city centre, did a bit of filming at the Alhambra, as a sort of the idea was that because Of Mice and Men is going on tour, our film crew would try and catch up with them on tour, but they ended up going to the wrong venue, so that saved our transport to go to Manchester or anything. We had a week off to start work on a Stigger Dump, which is the next play that MTG are putting on. And since then, we've basically been editing, putting films together, and sneaking last minute bits of filming to sort of tie everything up.
Yeah, I mean, we've been sort of learning iMovie since December, really, in sort of different ways. And this time has been the most challenging project. And it's not been without difficulty. So, what sort of challenges have you guys had to sort of overcome and the problems have you faced?
Well, the biggest problem was probably half our work going missing on lunchtime. Quite recently, we just started putting things into a final cut and came back to check progress so far, and the final cut had disappeared. So we had to do quite a bit of work again.
Because it really is, I mean, editing, even though computers have moved on, it still can be quite tricky.
If you get the edit line in the wrong place and press delete, you're going to have to start again.
But I think you've done a really good job. So if we sort of move on to how you think the group sort of dealt with it, because obviously you've had lots of film and you've had a lot to edit. Do you think that you've accomplished the task that you set out to do, you know, right at the start, and considering you've only had 4 or 5 weeks, do you think that you've sort of hit the standard you're aiming for?
I think so. I've been in overall charge, and you know, buzzing around trying to make sure that nothing goes spectacularly wrong. I think people are managing with it fairly well and getting up to a good standard. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So with this being the last session, obviously it's going to be a private screening with VIP invites. Mind the Gap as usual. The red carpet's going to adorn the halls.
Yes, we freshest on our red carpet. Yes.
When's that going to be?
Premiere is going to be tomorrow lunchtime.
Okay. And what sort of reaction do you think you'll get from the sort of employees of Mind the Gap and also some of the invited guests?
Well, obviously, I hope they like it. They probably will like it. There are certainly some bits during it that, you know, there will be laughter. And, you know, always leave them on a high note. So, yeah, I've arranged something really, really funny for the last few seconds.
Okay. All right, well, thanks for your time, Brian. It's been a pleasure sort of doing the project, and I think you worked really hard. And I think at the moment, as it stands, it's not going to be available online just yet, or if ever. But I think that's it. So anyone who's been listening, hopefully, it's been interesting to see how we've developed the project, and keep checking back on the audio booth for more updates on future projects.
Yep.
Thank you. Great.